enjoy these sounds. CITR is the home of amazing sounds. So listen to me always. 101.9. CITR.ca.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
Hey, it is 11:30 in the a.m. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, or on your computer, www.citr.ca. This is Luke Mead at the mic. How you doing today? It is a pretty grim day out there. Now, it doesn't get many more Wednesday-ier than this, so hopefully we'll have some noise to cheer you up. We got a whole bunch of new stuff coming out in the next hour and a half. We've got something new by Metal Mountains, better known as the new version of the Tower Recordings, the sadly overlooked New Weird America band from a few years back. We've got some stuff from Lethbridge. Holy cow, what's in the water in that city? I don't know, but there's some amazing music coming out of there. Mile and Sheets and Fist City, we'll hear something by. Hear something new off the new Psychedelic Horseshit album, New Explosions in the Sky. We're going to start off, though, with a lost classic. We are going to listen to the Dreamies album, originally released in 1974 by solo musician Bill Holt. Bill Holt in the was living the American dream in the 60s and 70s with his wife, kids, and a successful job. He became very fascinated with musicians such as Bob Dylan and John Cage. And he felt, Bill Holt felt a special need to create music as an artistic vision as he gathered an Ovation acoustic guitar, a Moog Sonic 6 synth, and a Tiak 4-track. And he secluded himself into his basement day and night, creating the album that is now known as Dreamies. The album consists of two 26-minute tracks, Program 10 and Program 11. And its new remastered version is split it up into 13 tracks. We will listen to Program 10 here. Remastering is done very well, but this is very influenced by Revolution 9 by the Beatles, hence why the tracks are called 10 and 11. Holt combines lush acoustic melodies with ambience and audio clips from the earlier years as America was rapidly changing. From the Kennedys to the latest fashion trends, Holt was interested in how America was progressing and how he wanted to chronicle it in sound. Mojo Magazine, in fact, ranked this album number 37 on their 2005 list of the top 50 most out there albums of all time. So, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Bill Holt and the lost classic, Dreamies, Program 10.
Next month, when the United States of America fires the largest booster in the history of the world into space for the first time, giving us the lead, fires the largest payload into space, giving us the lead. It will be the largest payroll, too.
States are committed. Thank you.
1915 Paris, France. Welterweight champion Ray Robinson takes on the European middleweight champion Gene Stock. Robinson wastes no time and goes to work.
Pocket and my head holding high to the sky. Listen to the rhythm of the canyon as it calls you. Can you hear the canyon call with a sigh? I still have my life. Something's wrong inside. It's just that Sunday morning song. Flashing in my eyes for all to see. Sunday morning song.
Just that.
All this defensive buildup.
Morning song. military equipment.
Flashing my eyes for all to see.
All ships of any kind bound to Cuba. Rumor found to contain cargo of explosive weapons. The one deemed to be committed. Cargo and carrier.
By a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit so undoing
You never know, you never see. Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the Westside UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Okay, Yacht, Summer Song.
What's better than being on a boat? How about watching Yacht? Portland's darling duo of electric pop are on tour in support of their upcoming new release on DFA, and they're coming to the Rickshaw on Friday, May 13th. Snag an advance ticket from Red Cat, Zulu, Scratch, High Life, or if you're listening to this from Victoria, Ditch Records. Don't miss the boat. Come see Yacht, May 13th at the Rickshaw Theater. Doors at 8, show at 9:30. Proudly presented by Timber and CITR 101.9 FM.
11:57 in the AM. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is A Noise. Luke Meat here. And you just heard for the last 25 minutes the amazing Lost Classic by solo instrumentalist Bill Holt, all the way back to 1978. The album is called Dreamy's Oral Graphic Entertainment for use with stereo headphones or speakers. An incredible mental experience. Dreamy's provide you with a new form of personal entertainment, and a splendid time is guaranteed for all. Had a comment on that asking if it was actually two albums being played at once. No, it is not. It is Bill Holt's lovely little TIAC four-track machine splicing in all of those audio samples. Very, very heavy on the Beatles there. And we just heard Program 10. Moving on. Like I said, we've got some good Canadian stuff coming up here. Like I said, something weird going around the city of Lethbridge, Alberta. Namely, I mean, I remember growing up in my hometown of Red Deer. And Lethbridge was known as like the satanic capital of Canada and all that kind of stuff. Well, it's never ceased to be kind of underground and weird if you dig deep enough. And two bands that are definitely making a lot of people's attention, coming out right now. Both released brand new albums that came to CITR last week. We're going to hear something from the Myelin Sheaths, and this band we're going to hear right now. Pretty fantastic stuff. This is a great little track here called Crime Spree from Lethbridge, Alberta. This is Fist City.
free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded.
On Fridays from 1 till 2 p.m., prepare to get your jeans dirty. Join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, for the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. From Hank to the helicopters, from Otis to the Oblivions, it's the perfect way to slither into your weekend.
We won't talk about the habits, just the music and the man.
That's the Barn Burner every Friday from 1 till 2 p.m. only on CITR 101.9.
Yes, indeed. 12:06 in the p.m. And, yeah, like I said, two bands from Lethbridge AB. If you're planning on cruising over to Calgary at the end of June for the fantastic Sled Island Film Festival, I can pretty much guarantee you that they're going to be there. Of course, the Mylan Sheaths. Get On Your Nerves is the name of their newest one, Southpaw Recordings. It's on. That was called Blood Loss, and then we kicked it off with Fist City. Well, album called 2010, which I assume are recordings from that year. And we heard Crime Spree. We're going to mellow it out just a little bit, and then we'll pick it up. Something brand new came across the desk this week in the form of a band called Metal Mountains. Metal Mountains are an offshoot from the fantastically, sadly overlooked band The Tower Recordings, who were around in the mid-90s when Wire magazine unfortunately did that, or coined that unfortunate term, New Weird America, focusing on bands. And the two groups that, or two artists that kind of came out, I guess, on top of the New Weird America scene were probably the most uninteresting, namely Devendra Banhart and Joanna Newsom, when there were a lot of more interesting things going on, such as Six Organs of Admittance and Sunburned Hand of the Man. And let's not, of course, forget the unbelievable Sun City Girls. But Tower Recordings kind of got lost in the shuffle there, and their eponymous debut kind of went through the raindrops and no one really kind of noticed it, and it made one of my favorite albums of the year, actually. But either way, they have reformed. Vocalist Helen Rush has gotten a chance to do kind of more of her own solo thing, and that is what Metal Mountains is. So we'll kick off something with off of the Tower Recordings, the opening track Harvester, we'll hear there, and then we'll follow it up with some Metal Mountains on A Noise.
Thank you.
CITR is proud to be sponsoring the following films appearing at the Doxa Documentary Film Festival. Don't miss National Parks Project at 9 p.m. on May 7th at the Van City Theatre. National Parks Project brings together 13 short films as beautiful and mesmerizing as the landscapes they capture, and features music from members of Broken Social Scene, the Besnard Lakes, Godspeed You, Black Emperor, and the Great Lake Swimmers, just to name a few.
Who took the bomb?
May 8th at 9:15, head to the Pacific Cinematheque for Who Took the Bump, La Tigre on Tour. The film follows La Tigre on a year-long world tour and combines live performance with archival interviews, backstage silliness, and meet the fan fiascos. May 11th, come to the Van City Theatre for Sound It Out, playing at 9 p.m. Music and the passionate evokes are at the heart of this look at the demise of the independent record store. Learn more about these films at doxafestival.ca.
12:23 in the p.m. You're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Luke Meat, and we just heard some real purdy stuff there. Starting off there with the Tower Recordings out of San Francisco on the Communion label. The only other band I know on the Communion label is one of my favorites, the Thinking Fellers Union Local 282. This came out about, 6 or 7 years ago. My goodness. Harvester, we heard there. And then something brand new from an offshoot from the Tower Recordings. Metal Mountains, they're called. Golden Trees is the name of the new one. And you can be sure I'm picking that up from my own collection. That's out on Amish Records. And the name of the track there was The Golden Trees That Shade Us. Coming up in this next set, kind of a weird one here. We have something brand new by Psychedelic Horse Shit. And this is a band I've been following now for a couple of years. Just simply, I love the name. And they've been working with some pretty heavy hitters in the label industry. They have a wonderful album out on Woodsist, which is one of the more bulletproof labels out there, if you ask me. Their newest one is on Fat Cat. And Fat Cat's always kind of known for being a little bit out there and stuff. The new album is called Laced. But pay attention to this track, though, because the intro is I don't even know if it's an homage or a sample or just a blatant ripoff of the song I'm going to play. This Psychedelic Horseshit song, at the very beginning, samples the ending of the song I'm going to play right after the Psychedelic Horseshit song. So keep your ears open. So the first song you're going to hear is entitled French Countryside. And then the second song, I shouldn't have to tell you what song it is or who did it, but I will at the end. So keep your ears peeled. Pay attention. Tell me what you think. This is Psychedelic Horseshit on A Noise.
Losing the touch, I am feeling the ghost remain.
sang. I was tired, we had walked and we had scrambled through the moors and through the briars, through the endless blue meanders in the blue. The fires, we went surging down the wires, through the towns and on the highways, through the storms in all their thundering, in the blue, August blue, in the cool, August blue. Then we rested in a desert where the bones were white as tea sun, and we saw St. Elmo's fire spitting in the ether.
You're listening to C.
Ooh, yeah.
I.
Hello.
T.
Yeah.
R.
Woo, 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 woo.
101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time. Ooh, yeah.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Ooh, yes, indeedy. Diamond Dave there, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Stay tuned at 1 o'clock. We, of course, have the afternoon yak. We have the Green Majority with our sister station over at CIUT, your only source of conservation information. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, a go-go, the best in all things garage and psychedelic rock and roll. 5 o'clock, The Arts Report with Mr. Adam J. 6 o'clock this week is the Discorder radio show. Everything you need to know about CITR's own magazine that we put out every month. 6:30 this week is Sam Squanch's Hideaway with Anita B. All Canadian content all the time. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier, strictly a kumbaya free zone. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City with Caroline. And 11 o'clock, Hans Klaus with pretty much the greatest thing in radio, Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked. What you just heard there was something brand new by Psychedelic Horse Shit. Laced is the brand new album. And we heard French Countryside, which samples, I'm pretty convinced that's a direct sample, just sped up repeatedly, of the song you heard right after Psychedelic Horse Shit. Of course, the legendary Brian Eno off of the Must Own album. I hope it's in your collection. I know it's in mine. Another Green World. And that, of course, was St. Elmo's Fire. Coming up, I haven't played too much Plunderphonic stuff lately. Probably because there hasn't been too much Plunderphonic stuff around. Good stuff, I mean. But something new out of the Edmonton region. Monsieur M. playing with my records and TV off of the fantastic Little Horror Records label out of the same city. The mysterious Monsieur M, whose aesthetic is Secondhand Media, drops 2 long tracks on his latest manifestation. Track 1 has Monsieur M showing off his revolutionary turntable techniques, remixing funk, movie kitsch, polka, mid-80s MIDI files, and anything else he finds in his big bag of pop culture. This is entitled Playing With My Records and TV. This is Monsieur M on a Noise.
man and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
You to stay tuned. I encourage you to.
Let your TV turn you on.
Encourage you to stay tuned. I encourage you to.
Hey, hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey!
You can ask your own leaders about this. Besides, be very frank. We don't have the money. We have a more important thing to do. We don't want to interfere into other countries' internal affairs, and we don't have the money to do it.
You obviously have a wonderful economy with words. I look forward to your next syllable with great eagerness.
Oh, fuck no, bitch. You didn't go there.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
Go home and get your fucking shine box.
I can say what I want. This is reality TV. I can say what I want. This is my roommate.
Please don't ever quit me. That's a very...
Oh, I can say what I want. This is reality TV. I can say what I want. This is my roommate.
Please don't ever quit me. That's a very...
Oh, I can say what I want. This is reality TV. I can say what I want. This is my roommate.
Please don't ever quit me. That's a very...
Oh, I can say what I want. This is reality TV. I can say what I want. This is my roommate.
Please don't ever quit me. That's a very...
Hello, hello, hello! My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world.
Sessions never meant anything to me. I'm not crazy. Well, that's not true. I've got a bed and a guitar.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yes, indeedy. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. Luke Mead here, and you just heard something from Edmonton, Alberta. Monsieur M playing with my records and TV. A whole bunch of samples all jumbled together there. Pretty cool stuff out on Little Whore Records. We're going to finish up the show here like we always do. Something off of the infamous Nurse with Wound List. And I have played this record before, but not in a while. And I forgot, it is one of my favorite records of all time. The eponymous first full-length album by German electronic music outfit Cluster. It's been re-released under the title Cluster 71 by the fantastic Four Men with Beards record label. And it was originally recorded at Star Studio in Hamburg, Germany in 1971. And this was their first transition away from, they originally called Cluster with a K. That was kind of more of their like sporadic music, concrete, industrial kind of stuff. This was a little bit more of an electronic kind of sound. And Connie Plank got involved with the two members of Cluster and described the direction as continuing the commitment to improvisation, but developed a focus on sound structure. Instrumentation included a pair of organs, Hawaiian guitar, cello, and audio generators, all played by Mobius and Rodelius, all of which were electronically treated by Mr. Connie Plank. Described as a dislocating, disorientating meld of random space music, industrial noise, proto-ambient atmospherics, feedback, and Soundwash, one of my favorites of all time. This is Cluster with their eponymous debut, and no titles are given here, so sit back and enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.